It's easy to blame Facebook and Twitter, but problems with internet addiction surfaced well before social media. Rollins College Communications Associate Professor Ted Gernelis says it's an established phenomenon, most notable in Japan, where it's called hikikomori. It usually afflicts young men who become so entrenched in the internet that they develop severe agoraphobia. It's a problem that the industry itself recognizes. Gernelis says at a recent tech conference in Stockholm, there was a big emphasis on stepping away from the mobile device and engaging with real people.
So what we found is that the first people to understand that this could be a problem are actually the tech people. Because they recognize that innovation really depends on conversation.
Gernelis says other health risks associated with internet addiction include carpal tunnel syndrome, obesity, and deep vein thrombosis. He says the time to be concerned is when someone shows a preference for being online over having face-to-face interaction with people. He says, however, that specialty counseling might not be necessary and that internet addiction can be treated like any other addiction. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.